Your SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is loading now. Today's SteveJonesShow.com podcast audio is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury, and online at PurdyInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome once again to the Steve Jones Show, available online a couple of different places. Facebook, Steve Jones Show is what you want to type in the search, and also available online at thestevejonesshow.com. Steve from the Sunbury Motors Studio coming up in just a few minutes, taking your calls as well at 800-795-9565. One of the topics today is how your team did with the NFL draft. We'll have a poll question up there for at least, you know, a few of the teams that are fond of Steve Jones PSU, at Steve Jones PSU. Just a couple of ways you can find us online. Working on, as well, getting the shows available for podcasting if you have an iPod or iPhone.
I know that you're anxious to talk about the draft because you're...
Of course I am.
Your Steelers drafted so well.
I gave it a B.
A B?
I gave it a B.
Are you kidding me? Do you know what they drafted?
I know they got some linemen. I'm happy about that.
Oh, it's more than that.
I take it you think they did a little bit better than a B? I mean, I'll go B plus. Not quite at the
I'd go no lower than A minus.
All right.
Look, they get, first of all, if the Steelers were drafting 10th, who would they have taken?
Well, they would have taken the same guy they took in the first.
Exactly.
The first round. I'm not arguing that pick.
Adams, despite his various problems,
that's the one I'm not sure about.
I think is going to end up being a good draft pick for them.
I hope so.
The nose tackle out of Washington, another really good pick.
I like
need.
That one.
And Rainey, the fifth round pick. Oh my goodness. You are talking about a back out of the backfield that's going to be a perfect second and third down running back for you. I could pop a play inside and has excellent hands. And when the Steelers are clearing out zones with Wallace and Dominic Brown, you're going to see this kid underneath in space making plays.
All right. I'll take your word for it. I'm serious. I did not know a whole lot about that particular pick, and I think that's what scares me. I wasn't real thrilled with the Adams pick. I hope it pans out very well. I just wasn't overly excited. I was hoping for a few more defensive backs, linebackers, players in the secondary, that sort of thing.
Ah, you can get those players. They're all over the place.
I hope so.
That's that surplus stuff. I mean, now, did the Eagles have a better draft than the Steelers? Yes. And in fact, the Eagles had, just in the Peters trade and the acquisition of D'Amico Ryans, filled two huge needs right away and did very, very well. But your Steelers did extremely well in all this.
Well, I always think of what you always tell me about these draft picks. Tell me about a year or two into it, and then we'll decide whether it was a good draft or not.
No question. But here it is on a Monday at 1-800-795-9565, being brought to you today by our great friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. From the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf for Sunbury Motors Kia. When you look at what they've done, here it is, a Monday in April. It's April 30th today. Major League Baseball is just about a month into its season, correct?
Yeah, about a month.
The right. Stanley Cup playoffs are down to 8 teams, correct?
Yes.
The NBA playoffs are in full swing with 16 teams and Derrick Rose, of course, being done.
Yay.
What's everybody talking about? This league that's not in season.
Well, that's just because the NFL knows how to market themselves.
Brilliantly. But you have to have the product to do it to. You have to have people who are interested in what you're doing. They have done that. Drafts on Thursday night. We spent a lot of last week leading up to the draft, We spent Friday talking about the first round picks and then other needs. And now here we are on a Monday talking about the overall grades. They dominated March by having Manning leave Indianapolis, sign with Denver, and then having Tebow get traded to the Jets. And now here they are in late April dominating again.
There is one pick that, well, it's not even a pick. It was a free agent signing that I absolutely love. And I'm sure you're familiar with this player from Duquesne, Connor Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
I love that signing. I'm not saying it was worth a pick. I think he could be one of those guys that would be on the bubble come August here at making the team just because of some of the skills that he does have and the size especially.
Eric Lattimore signed with the Detroit. Was it Detroit or Denver? I think it was Denver. Quinn Barham with the Lions. Stephon Green with the Detroit Lions. Derek Moy with the Dolphins. Chaz Powell with the Raiders and Danton Lynn with the Jets. This is on top of the guys that were drafted. Nathan Stupar and Jack Crawford by the Raiders. Johnny Troutman by San Diego and Devin Still by Cincinnati. So as you can see, a lot of Nittany Lions were picked up along the way. Oh, and Andrew Zerba signed too.
Tell you what, the Ravens signed a ton of players today that were free agents.
Well, they didn't have a lot of draft choices. And you have to remember the rosters have been expanded from 80 to 90. So you're going to get more guys signing because of the 80 to 90 move.
I'm just doing a quick scan here to see some of the other players that might have been signed from some of the smaller schools here.
Kellen Moore signed with the Detroit Lions. Case Keenum with the Houston Texans. Moore will make the Lions. Keenum will make the Texans. Something tells me Case Keenum, even with his size, might be better than T.J. Yates. And, of course, last year the Texans were down to their third quarterback and still made the playoffs and still won a playoff game before Baltimore beat them. So, I mean, here we are on a Monday, and we're talking NFL.
Let me ask you this. Typically, how many of these guys that get signed today and possibly even into tomorrow will make a squad? And I know that it's just a speculation. Not a high percentage.
Not a high percentage. Usually it's a great story guy who's a free agent. Now, the drafted guys, say you draft seven guys, minimum of 6 out of 7 make the team.
That's a pretty high number, actually.
Yeah, but you're drafting mostly for need now. And if you're not, you're drafting best player available. If you're drafting your best player available, that guy's got a shot at making the team.
Who had the best draft team-wise?
Team-wise?
Yeah.
The best draft?
Yeah. By NFL team, who had the best draft?
Well, Philadelphia might have.
Well, that move on day one was brilliant.
Philadelphia, I think, did extremely well. I don't think the Eagles could have done any better with their draft. You know, and then what happens, though, is that you look, for example, I'll tell you a team that had a great draft. It's the Patriots. New England had a great draft. They have a lot of picks, but they had a great draft. Man, they needed a defensive end. They got Chandler Jones. They needed an inside linebacker. They got Dante Hightower. They did extremely well. I think the Rams, after their let's move down and move away from the guy we want to pick, actually ended up doing pretty well.
I still wonder who duped Cleveland on the first day of the draft. Because Cleveland had to be thinking that somebody wanted to move up with Minnesota. And I just wonder who did, because Cleveland gave up a ton.
No, they didn't.
I thought they did.
What did they give up?
They gave up a lot of picks.
They have 30. They have three of the first 37 picks. Which one of those three did they give up?
Well, they gave up one, but the latter
no,
picks
they
were
didn't.
The didn't they? Well, they no, they swapped. They swapped.
Yeah, you went from 4 to 3.
Right.
So what?
Well, Cleveland was complaining. They actually gave up more than what they wanted. So I'm wondering who they thought was moving to pick up Richardson
That I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, it's they didn't give up one of the three primary picks. So I don't think what they gave up, they may be complaining about what they gave up, blah, 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 blah. I could care less. The most bizarre pick was Kirk Cousins. You have to be kidding me. I mean, Kirk Cousins was a very good college quarterback. Kirk Cousins, I think, is going to be a guy that I think could have some very productive moments in the NFL. You know how much I like him.
Right.
But why draft him? If you're the Redskins, you drafted a quarterback at 2. Don't you want to fill in around him? I mean, I found that pick to be stunning.
When you look at questionable teams making questionable picks, yeah, that one has to jump right out of you. And they still didn't address their issue at corner.
Yeah, corners and safeties were okay in this draft. Safety's very mediocre in this draft after the first couple guys. Now, you take the lower level of the draft, picks 24 through 32. Those are the teams that were playoff teams last year. They could draft a little differently, and I'll give you a great example. The Giants in round 2 pick Reuben Randle. Reuben Randle, and I watched him play at LSU against Penn State. Okay, will not wow you with speed. He has good speed, but he doesn't have track speed. It wasn't like Trendon Holiday, who was the NCAA sprint champion. But he is a good receiver with good hands who will go over the middle. Now, the Giants can afford to do this. Why? They're the Super Bowl champions. So they're looking for something specific. So they lost Steve Smith to the Eagles a couple years ago. This past offseason, Mario Manningham to the Niners. So they need a third receiver. Reuben Randle doesn't have Victor Cruz speed. Nix is a big-time player. So the Giants have 2 big-time wideouts. They need a dependable third-down guy that will make catches, move chains, and go over the middle. So in the second round, they draft Reuben Randle. Fits the bill. That's what the better teams can do when they're down on the draft board. They can draft a specific spot and make themselves better, very much like the Steelers a few years ago when they drafted Antoine Randle-L. They draft a third wideout and to be a punt returner. They did that in the second round. Guess what? He helped them win another Super Bowl. I thought the Bengals had a great draft. Dre Kirkpatrick, Kevin Zeitler, Devin Still. They did very well in this draft. I like them, the Bengals, I think, did extremely well in this thing. Needed a corner, got Kirkpatrick. Needed somebody inside, they got Devin Still. Needed another offensive lineman. So they went out, and they got themselves Kevin Zeitler. And then kept going in the other rounds. They made a lot of good picks in this draft. Mohamed Sanu, the wide receiver from Rutgers, the guy that was somebody played the cruel joke on. Javon Hosley from Virginia Tech, another good pick for Cincinnati. I mean, the Bengals had themselves a very good, very productive draft, which is what Kevin doesn't want to hear. And of course, Captain Gloom and Doom over there, that'd be you.
That'd be me.
Looks at his team and says, didn't have a good draft.
I didn't say they didn't have a good draft.
Look, the Tamu pick at, okay, the nose tackle from Washington is a really good pick.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
And Rainey in the fifth round is a fifth round steal. I mean, should Rainey have been drafted before then? Probably not. But does he fill a specific need for the Pittsburgh Steelers? Absolutely. Chris Rainey brings to the table that, you know, this is a different league now. It's a different league. You're talking about a guy that averaged over 6 yards a carry when he carried the ball, but he's a really good receiver out of the backfield. And he's a good kick returner. Is he big? No, he's only 5'8 and a half.
And 180 pounds.
So what? He's going to play. He's going to only play selected downs. You're not expecting him to run between the tackles. You're expecting him to get yourself to the edge every once in a while and probably get 8 touches a game. Hey, he'll probably get 8 touches a game between a couple of returns, receiving yards, and maybe a couple of running attempts. But in those 8 plays, he could garner you 100 yards. He is an excellent situational pick.
My biggest issue was the Adams pick. I didn't really care for that pick. I'm not saying he's not a talented tackle.
He speaks highly of you.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. But my problem is the fact that I think he's a wild card, and wild cards, Pittsburgh doesn't keep wild card players. I mean, they get rid of them. As soon as there's an issue, they're gone. So I really don't know if I like the number 2 pick, and that's why I went with a B+.
Well, there's no doubt that he is brings with a little more roll of the dice, and we know about his problems. Suspended marijuana 2 games, suspended 5 games because of the tattoo gate. Flunked the drug test in Indianapolis. Did only 19 reps at 225. But you know what? When I watched him play football, he made a big difference playing tackle for Ohio State.
But here's
Ohio State struggled offensively until he and Boone Heron came back in combination.
How do you flunk a drug test that you know that's coming? I mean, you know you're going to get drug tested while you're out there. How do you flunk a drug test that you know that's coming? If it was a surprise test, okay. But was it a surprise test? I don't think so.
Let's get your thoughts on this. I'd love to hear from all of you out there. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Monday show being brought to you by Purdy Insurance. 4th Street in Sunbury, excuse me, Market Street in Sunbury. PurdyInsurance.com. Give us a call at 1-800-795-9565. More of the Steve Jones Show with the grumpy Kevin Herr in tow after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Improving the way we care for chronic illnesses.
Let's take a national story here. We're going to localize it for you. James Johnson, the head basketball coach of Virginia Tech. JJ was an assistant here at Penn State for several years. And today was hired as the head coach of Virginia Tech, and he was really one of the reasons why Seth Greenberg got fired. JJ left here, goes down to Virginia Tech. And JJ was always famous for, I'd say, how you doing, JJ? Steve, I'm just maintaining all the time. JJ goes down to Virginia Tech, does a great job for Seth, and then takes a job with Clemson 2 weeks ago. Jim Weaver, the athletic director at Clemson, says to JJ, look, whatever they're paying you, we are going to match. We don't want you going. So whatever Clemson offers, Virginia Tech will match. JJ told him no. He said, this move's about more than money. I'll leave it at that. Week later, Seth Greenberg was fired. Today, James Johnson, after 2 weeks at Clemson, has returned as the head basketball coach of Virginia Tech. I'm happy for JJ. He's Virginian. Great guy. Excellent recruiter. He will get Virginia Tech, I think, consistently into the upper half of the ACC. But that's quite a story. Goes to Clemson. He actually recruited for Clemson one weekend, and then this past weekend, suddenly they took him off the road. That's because he was talking to Virginia Tech about their job. I wonder if they had an open process. Here, we'll take applications from everybody. Instead, they just called them up and said, you want to come back? The news at the bottom of the hour. Kevin Hur wants to go to another station. We're not stopping him.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Oh, I am so glad to be back on the air. So glad. Because your constant whining about the draft during the news.
I felt like
all the passengers in airplanes sitting next to Robert Hayes as he was telling his sob story.
That's it. I'm not talking to you anymore. I'm just not going to talk to you anymore.
Oh.
I know you're brokenhearted.
I feel like suddenly out of nowhere I'm in Man of La Mancha singing Impossible Dream. All right. Today's show, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury, online at purdyinsurance.com. Kevin doesn't like the Steelers draft.
That's not what I said.
Hates DeCastro.
Not what I said.
Said they should have gone out and drafted Kellen Moore.
Oh, come on. Oh, come on. No. Listen, the quarterback is the one need that I think we could do without at Pittsburgh. I don't think there's a need there. They've got enough of, I'm very happy with with Charlie Batch. I'm very happy with that.
You are?
Well, you only need him for one or two games, and, of course, you know, you have to worry about him stubbing his toe and breaking it, but, you know, you only need him one or two games, and he's good to go. That's it. That's all you need him for.
Oh, boy.
Ben will have his leg wrapped up, taped up, and take a cortisone shot if it's broken and still be able to play and complete 50% of the passes. All you need is a guy for one game a year.
Okay. Enough said. 1-800-795-9565. If you would like to join in if you would like to join in and refute what Kevin said at 1-800-795-9565, please be my guest. If you would like to join Kevin and bring some cheese to go with his wine, you then can call us at 1-800-795-9565. Remember, I've seen, for example, take Rainey. I've seen him play in person. That's why I can talk a lot about him. And I've seen a lot of him on tape because I watched four Florida tapes before Penn State played them in the Outback Bowl. So I have a chance to see people.
I'm not debating that pick at all. I said I didn't know what his responsibility would be because he's an awful small running back. That was the only comment I had about the fifth round pick.
He's not big in stature, but you want to put this guy in space, and that's what they'll do with him. Okay? Mueldy Moore is functional. This guy can take the next step for what the Steelers want to do. You put him in space, and with his speed, he is going to make things happen. Plus, he's a good kick returner, too. Now, you're also looking at a guy in Rainey that is not, he's only going to touch the ball eight times a game, maybe. So you're not talking about we're going to give him 20 to 25 carries. At his size, at 20 to 25 carries, I mean, the Steelers will have themselves a trainer, a doctor, and a corner, you know, because he's not going to make it. At 20
Wait,
to
you
20.
Said corner, right? Or did you say
no,
corner?
No, corner.
Corner, okay. Yes. I wanted to clarify.
Yes, a corner, because he won't make it on 20 to 25 carries a game. But at Florida, he wasn't carrying the ball 20 to 25 times a game anyway. They had Demps as well. They used him in spots at Florida. In the NFL, he will be an excellent spot player. And in the fifth round, you can draft a spot player. And that's what they've done. And I think that was an excellent pick. I thought in the fifth round, he's not going to go before the fifth round, but still I feel like it was a steal for them in the fifth round. That it was a very savvy pick by the Steelers in round five. Very savvy. Kevin, of course, has never seen him play before.
No, I've seen him play on TV.
You didn't know who he was.
I didn't say I didn't know who he was. I said I didn't think he would be a running back. If they're going to use him as a third down back, then okay, I understand that. That's what
you think. You think they draft him as a primary guy?
Well, that was my first thought. That was my first thought. I mean, that's where the right now they're concerned about the running back situation. The running back situation is your primary has got a knee injury, and he's been chronically injured all the time. Your backup is Isaac Redman, who has an issue hanging on to the football. Your third running back is now going to Mawelde Moore, which isn't really, you know, a power back of any sort. Then you have John Clay and Chad Spahn. Neither one of those make you jump for joy and say, that's our man. So my assumption was they were thinking about putting him in as the big back.
No.
So now I feel better.
Spot back. A lot of speed. Maybe second only Mike Wallace in pure speed in this team now.
That's impressive.
And you put him in space, he will make plays. He will be a very good pickup for the Steelers. He may only touch the ball 5 to 8 times in a game, but they'll probably be, for the most part, productive touches.
I mean, let's face it, my predictions have not been sure. I mean, you know, Ty Wigginton's actually playing well.
You know, yeah, your predictions have been a little bit off. Wigginton, see, you said Wigginton would not play well for the Phillies.
That's true.
You said your son would hit 700 in senior ball.
No, I didn't say that.
All right. And you said this show would fail.
No, I didn't. I know I didn't say that.
Well, you're running around town from what I heard. No.
That is not true.
What's
not
going
true.
On here? I mean, I don't not quite understand. True. I mean, the lack of confidence was really kind of insulting. I mean, those are your predictions.
I'll own up to the one, the first one. I'll own up to the first one.
And by the way, your son is hitting 333.
334.
Well, 334.
Yeah, yeah. We rounded.
Rounded from what?
333.
You know 333 is 3333333333. You can't round up.
I know, but he doesn't like, he's not a big fan of the number 3. So that wasn't his favorite number, so we rounded it up to 334 just to make him feel good. Hey, whatever it takes.
Is this kid coming to the golf tournament next week?
No, he has class. No, I mean, not that he has class. He has a class, a school, that type of class.
The show's from 3 to 5. How much school do you guys go to there?
No, he goes till about 3 o'clock, and then he has baseball.
Man, I need to talk to this kid.
Everybody listening is feeling really good now about knowing about my kid's baseball situation. They're thrilled.
What? You round up from 333?
Because he doesn't like the number 3.
To 334.
Right.
Why don't you round down to 332?
No, that's negative. You don't want to be negative. You want to give him the positive.
Oh, I forgot. Everybody gets a trophy.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I mean, this kid wanted Rita's the other day after getting doubled off first base. True?
It is true. It is true. But he did get his first single, so that went from a large Rita now to a small one.
Because he got doubled,
off first base, right.
And explain to him why he got doubled off.
Oh, I did.
No, explain why he got doubled off.
Oh, he forgot how many outs there were.
Ah, yes.
The old pop fly to short center, and I thought there were two outs.
So he gets a hit based on his mother's talent and then makes a base running mistake based on, okay, 1-800-795-9565.
Moving right along.
1-800-795-9565. The Eagles had a great draft. I thought the Redskins had a really good draft for the most part. RG3, I thought Geddes was a good pick out of Iowa, the guard. But the Kirk Cousins thing, I am baffled beyond words. I don't quite get what they're doing.
I don't think they do either.
I mean, the Redskins, even though they beat the Giants twice last year, which they did, struggled in the other games. Now, this kid, Griffin, is going to help them. He's got a good arm, mobile, make plays, keep play alive, smart. You know, he brings a lot to the table. Okay. Don't you want a veteran quarterback to back him up? And then they go out and they draft Kirk Cousins. And you know how highly I think of Kirk Cousins. I mean, if you give me a choice between Brock Osweiler, Nick Foles, and Kirk Cousins, I'd pick Kirk Cousins. Every time I watch one of those late Arizona or Arizona State games, and I saw a few the last couple of years, neither Foles, who was drafted by the Eagles, and Osweiler, neither one lit me up. Every game I'd go in and I'd watch in the pregame, hey, I have the quarterback, blah, blah, blah. Okay, all right, big build up, let's see what he does. And every time I watched those two guys play, I sat back and went, okay, I don't get it. Every time I watched Cousins, I got it. I could see what he could do and what he couldn't do. Leader, great personality, delivers a nice ball, takes care of a rather complicated offense with relative ease. I mean, is he a good pick for the Redskins? Sure. Is he a pick they need to make? No, they drafted Griffin, so you don't make the pick. You pick somebody else and put more people around him. And then take a veteran and back him up. I don't care if that's Rex Grossman or what. Doesn't matter to me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They have Grossman still on the roster. Do they sit there with him and then make this guy number three? Is he the emergency now?
I have no idea. Do you draft an emergency quarterback in the fourth round? With the 102nd pick in the draft? I mean, this is pick 102. This is pick 102 in the draft. And he's a good player. So please, let's take the Kirk Cousins thing off the table about the quality of the player. The quality of the player, you know, everybody knows. I have talked glowingly about Kirk Cousins for 3 years now. Now, did I think he would be a guy that would step into the NFL, play right up? No, of course not. But I thought he could be a 10-year NFL quarterback that would eventually get his hands on a starting job somewhere and actually be pretty good. Not one of the top 5 or 10 guys, but could be pretty good with some development. Sees the field well, does a lot of things well. But when you draft RG3 with the second overall pick, you then move to put other pieces of the chessboard around him and not draft a backup quarterback unless it's round 7. I mean, I'm baffled. I mean, I like Cousins better than Osweiler or Foles. I like better than either one of them. But I was really surprised that they made this pick at 102 because the other parts of the draft I liked. I really like Griffin. I thought Geddes was a really good pick for the Redskins in round 4. Good picks. The Cousins thing, I sat back and went, I was shocked they made that pick. Let's go to Roger in Selins Grove.
Well, I'll try my best to get through the Cousins thing. The Redskins did have a decent draft, and they did some good things yesterday, too, after the draft was done. In the day when everybody goes out and makes those free agent signings, the Redskins actually signed a couple of guys that were projected to go. One was projected to go as high as the fourth round, a defensive back named Minifield. So the Skins did some good things. Now, on the Cousins pick, you're absolutely right when you make the argument that a team that's 5-11 can't afford the luxury of picking their second quarterback when they have so many other holes to fill. They have to build depth on the interior lines. The Redskins are trying to rebuild their secondary, and they don't have the luxury of picking their Cousins. But if you can get, I suppose, beyond that, you could look at it this way, and you think back to when the Falcons took Michael Vick. It wasn't long after that then that they drafted Matt Schaub, and one would say, why would you draft a Matt Schaub when you have a Michael Vick, a young Michael Vick, healthy at that time, trouble-free Michael Vick?
Right.
But it turned out to be a decent thing to have a Matt Schaub. And then and then he became attractive to other teams. And one could argue Matt Schaub at some point was a better quarterback than Michael Vick anyway. And I don't know that Kirk Cousins is going to be a better quarterback than RG3, but Rex Grossman's only got a one-year deal. And they just cut John Beck, which was a smart thing to do, because by cutting John Beck, you're saying, listen, there's no controversy here. He is clearly here to replace John Beck on the depth chart. He's number three. He's behind both RGs. And there's no controversy here whatsoever. But Rex Grossman's only got a one-year deal. And I think the Redskins look at it as, we don't really want to have to employ Rex Grossman for more than a year. He's here for a transition. He's here in case Griffin's not ready to play in week one. He's here to help mentor the kid. Rex Grossman, if nothing else, is tough, and he's liked by his teammates. He's liked by the fans. A good locker room guy. Cousins sounds like a great locker room guy. I heard him this morning on WKOK and the Dan Patrick Show. You couldn't ask for a better guy to throw into a situation like this. So that's kind of my take, is the Redskins are looking to 2013 when Rex Grossman's no longer on the team. And I don't think it's such a bad thing to have such a high-quality backup, because let's face it, he's going to play at some point.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a pick I would have made in 2013 and not in 2012 at 102.
Yeah.
I would have picked maybe in the sixth or seventh round, that kind of guy you're talking about. Now, to me, the guy they got in the seventh round, Jordan Bernstein, the corner from Iowa, I like him a lot, and I think he will help the Redskins on special teams right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Geddes pick, same thing. Like that pick a lot. The running back they got from Florida Atlantic, I think he's a very good guy that could help them out on third down. But
yeah,
the Cousins, again, I think he is a quality player. At 102, and you heard, if you heard him speak at the Big Ten luncheon last year, oh my goodness, he blew away the room with the speech he gave. He blew the room away. So I am a big Kirk Cousins fan. I just don't get at 102 why you make this pick when I think you hang for another year and then make this kind of pick in 2013.
Yeah. You're probably right. Now, did you guys talk about the other free agent signings yesterday? And did any Penn State Nittany Lions that didn't go on?
Yeah, we gave the list that we gave in the opening 10 minutes was as follows: Quinn Barham and Stephon Green to Detroit, Eric Lattimore to Denver, Derek Moy to Miami, Chaz Powell ended up going to the Raiders, Danton Lynn ended up going with the New York Jets, where his dad is.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's what they ended up where they ended up along the board. So I mean, those guys all landed in pretty good spots where they have a shot.
And Nick Suke just got signed by the Bills.
And Nick Suke by the Bills. Yep.
Great. And Kevin, I think both Pennsylvania teams had a good draft. I think Steelers had a real good draft.
I was just that one pick that makes me nervous.
Oh.
It's that one pick in the number two round that made me nervous.
Roger.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go to Redskins.com and order my Kirk Cousins clipboard right now.
Follow that up with a jersey.
It's a hot-selling item. Remember, Roger, it wouldn't be a good show if Kevin wasn't nervous. All right.
Correct.
Our number, 1-800-795-9565. Back with more of the Steve Jones Show and your comments after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza would like to give you some advice on your next used vehicle purchase. There are many dealers offering $2,000 over Kelley Blue Book value for your trade, or a minimum of $3,000 for your clunker. Do you know what that means? It means these dealers are asking $3,000 too much for their vehicle. At Sunbury Motors, we have the lowest price promise on pre-owned vehicles. We research the market and make sure our prices are the lowest of any similar vehicle within a 50-mile radius from a franchise authorized dealer. We also put our used vehicles through a stringent 135-point inspection, making sure you're getting a quality vehicle. So don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors from these screaming dealers offering unrealistic trade offers. Visit Sunbury Motors online at www.sunburymotors.com, or better yet, come in and see that every pre-owned vehicle is clearly marked with our lowest price promise. Sunbury Motors, proudly serving Central PA for almost a century. And remember, always ask for a Carfax.
Even when they grow up, your kids can still surprise you. My son calls to tell me he bought his first new car, picked the make, model, and dealer all by himself, and negotiated his own deal. But when it came to insuring his new ride, he wanted Dad's advice. I told him one word: Selective. They've always done right by me. It's nice to know you're still needed.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Pretty Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at prettyinsurance.com. Find out what Pretty Insurance can do for you.
All right, so the mystifying pick to me is the Kirk Cousins pick. And what makes it mystifying is the guy's a good quarterback. But you already picked one. You already picked one. I don't know. Now, Roger may be right. Yeah, you know, RG3 is going to take some shots. They may have to play him. But I look more at, for example, look at Indianapolis. Indianapolis started this draft with a quarterback, right? Andrew Luck. And they ended the draft with a quarterback. They picked Chandler Harnish out of Northern Illinois. Seventh round pick, 253rd guy picked.
Maybe they're thinking that Cousins could be like a Flynn and get something out of him down the road for trade value.
How do you project that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just thinking that might be a possibility as well.
I mean, the guy is a good quarterback. But I just, based on what they were doing and what they needed, what were they, 5-11? I mean, they had the Giants number. They had nobody else's number. So they can beat the Super Bowl champions. They just struggle with everybody else. Okay, let's just take the guys that are drafted after Kirk Cousins, right, that they could use. Wide receiver Joe Adams was taken two picks later. Okay? Bobby Massey. Okay, projected by a lot of people to be a highly rated offensive tackle out of Ole Miss. Could have used him. Jay Howard is a defensive tackle I really like. I really liked him a lot when I saw him at Florida. Jarius Wright, the wide receiver from Arkansas. These are guys that are taken after Kirk Cousins. Cousins' teammate, Keyshawn Martin. Okay? Brandon Boykin, the corner who was taken by the Eagles. Ronnie Brooks from LSU, saw him in person and liked him a lot. These are the guys taken after Kirk Cousins, I think the Redskins could have used. Well, he's a Redskin. And believe me, Roger's right. When he gets up in front of the media and speaks, all of them are going to look at each other and think to themselves, wow. Because Kirk Cousins, as a speaker and as a young man, is impressive with a capital I. Now, for us, that's Sarah Bartlett. She's on after CBS News at the top of the hour.